Congratulations. Can you just tell us what you're feeling in this moment, the excitement, just what you're experiencing? And can you describe your decision to come to North America this season?
Okay, so first of all, thank you very much. And yeah, I'm excited. Like, it's one of your dreams to be drafted, and especially that high. So, I mean, it's an amazing feeling. And yeah, I'm so excited to look to the new city and new team. And what was the next other question?
Just, I guess you began last season playing pro hockey at home, and then you went to Seattle. Why?
I want to have some experience with men hockey and kind of use it later. And it went pretty good for me from the start, but at the end, I didn't get a lot of minutes, and it was kind of hard for me to. They just like kind of stopped working with me. So I was just about to leave, and they dropped me to juniors so I could play more and kind of be prepared for a transformation to US. And it went pretty good for me since the arrival. I mean, the arrival was pretty hard for me. I couldn't speak English from the start, so nobody just understood me, and I was happy that I had a guy with me. And at the end, the season went pretty good for us, for Seattle. We at the end make playoffs and play really good at the end of the season. So I was definitely happy.
It was unbelievable. I mean, Greg Walters coming in this year gave you a lot of opportunity. And just that came with confidence. And that confidence took me a long way. Just kept getting better and better. Very happy with the outcome. And excited to take a look.
Rachel, I think we're ready for you.
All right. Hi, Radim. Rachel Lindsay from the Buffalo News. First,
hi, Radim. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. First off, what do you bring to the Sabres organization, and what stands out about your game?
So I will bring my heart. I will just leave everything for the team to bring the team for the glory. And I'm a two-way player who's trying to be everywhere, help the team as much as I can, and just leave my heart for the team.
Right. And at the same time, what do you need to do to prepare for professional hockey?
Definitely improve my skating. I think it will help me to get to our level. So I would say that. And get stronger. Yeah. Be more dynamic.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of 6'5".
And the third, you said you came to North America not knowing English. How did you learn English? What did you do? Did you take classes?
No, I'm done. Actually, like, we learned that in Czechia, and I always thought I'm good in English, but then I arrived and I couldn't understand and couldn't even speak. So I don't know. It just came to me like natural. I listen and learn, and it gets so much better during the year. So yeah, just learn it by the listening.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it means a lot. Every coach seeing an improvement from the first year until now, I mean, I put a lot in.
Hi, Radim. Congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo. Well, welcome to Buffalo when you get here.
Thank you very much.
When you look at the defensive setup here for the Sabres and you see the guys that are on this team, what do you think of? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
I mean, the Buffalo have pretty amazing players. For me, especially Dahlin, he's one of the idols who I'm trying to look up and play like him. So it's going to be great to learn from him and play with him. So I'm definitely excited to.
What is it about Rasmus's game that you like so much?
Like his calmness and his two-way game, that he's able to do everything for a team. And I mean, he's just good. He's just so good.
Appreciate it, Radim. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Hi, Radim. Matt Fairburn from The Athletic. Congratulations. I'm curious, what was the most challenging part for you coming to North America, you know, at such a young age?
First of all, hi, nice to meet you. I mean, I was kind of prepared for it. I used to live with our family in Czechia for last year in both family. Then we used to play at a small rink, and I play with men. So in this way, I was prepared, just the English was hard for me.
And who did you have with you this week? What was the week like just being out in Los Angeles for the draft?
Yeah, I'm here with my parents and with my brother.
And what was it like kind of sharing this moment with them?
I mean, it's incredible. They are definitely proud and happy for me. And I have to thank them because they support me a lot during those years, and I wouldn't be able to make without them.
Thanks, Radim. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Me again. I was just wondering,
can you explain what exactly, you know, your growth was in Seattle? What helped you find that next level, maybe, and allowed you to be picked ninth overall, kind of your transformation?
I would say the most helped me that the trust which coach put in me. I play a lot of minutes, and I try to do everything for the team and for the coaches because they put a trust on me, and I didn't want to disappoint. So definitely that they put the trust in me, and I played a lot. And they are great coaches.
And what would you say was the biggest adjustment to North American hockey on the smaller ice?
I would say it's kind of heavier and faster. Mm-hmm. So those two things that you sometimes have to take a hit to make a play.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions from the group?
Oh, I've got one more.
Okay, hop in.
All right, Radim, thanks again for letting me ask this question. What did you know about the Buffalo Sabres organization even before you were drafted, you know, coming into this?
I mean, I have been there at the Combine, so mm-hmm. I saw the facility, the rink, and the city. And I just, like, watched the team. Watch the players who you drafted, and even I got a teammate, Scotty Raslav, who will play with me in Seattle. So I know a bit, but like I said, like in Czechia, we didn't have like TV, NHL TV in Czechia, and if we had, it was 3 a.m. in the night. So I never really watch NHL, but since I like get better, I started watching, and yeah, I just know a bit.
Thank you.
Yeah.